The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Kushner, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and author of Commerce on Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We find in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Davav a new concept, and that is the concept of Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol, which means that a person is not allowed to cause and enable someone else to do an Avera. The Gemara says that one of the reasons why you can't sell a behemoth to a goy right before his holiday is because he's going to use the behemoth for Avodah Zarah, and you're enabling that Avera. A goy is also a muzer on Avodah Zarah. You're enabling the Avera, you're being machshel him, you're causing him to do an Avera, and you're being over on the Isser Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol. The Gemara further develops this Isser, and the Gemara says that it's only Usser betray Ivri Dinara. And Trey Ivri Dinara means is that if the Gemara is talking about a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to pass wine to a Nazir because you're causing him to do an Avera, you're enabling him to do an Avera. It's only in a case where you're on one side of the river and the other yid is on the nazir is on the other side of the river, and by passing him the wine, you're enabling him to do an avera, because he doesn't have access to that wine without you. But in the case where he has access to wine and you're just passing it to him, but he could have gotten it without you, so then there's no issa lifnei iver, because really he could have gotten the avera without you. You're not considered an enabler. That's what the Gemara says. Now, This concept and this iser of lifnei iver leisitei michshol has many ramifications and applications bizmaneinu. And just a quick example, and we'll try to learn from the poskim in our Gemara what would be maybe the halacha in such a case. Is a person would have a rental car company. He rents cars. He has a rental, and a not yet observant Jew walks in on Friday afternoon, and he says he's looking to rent a car, and he's going to return it on Sunday because he's going away for the weekend, and he wants to rent a car. So the Yid is not comfortable renting a car to the owner. The Jewish owner of the rental car company is not comfortable renting a car to a Friday Yid to use on Shabbos. He knows there might be a problem with Neiver. So he says, "You don't have a car?" He says, "I have a car, but I don't want to go on a long trip with the wear and tear. I'd rather rent a car." So the shaila is, are you being oyver lifnei iver by giving him that car to rent? So there's an interesting shaila now, Gemara, and from there we can maybe learn what would be the halach in such a case. The Gemara Bayah says that there's two reasons why, two possible reasons why you can't sell a behema to a goy before his holiday. One reason is lifnei iver, you're causing him to do an avera, and another reason, the other option, Havacha means he's going to make money. You're doing a business deal with him. He's going to feel like he was successful in his business deal. And he's going to go and he's going to be Meshabeach. He's going to praise his Avodah Zarah. He's going to thank his Avodah Zarah. And Rashi explains that that's Aser. Mishum Harvacha. Rashi says the Rabach Va'azal Moidel Akim. He's going to go and he's going to thank his Getchka, on his idol. Va'avar Yisrael Mishum Yishmael Picha. Which means there's a specific Aser that you caused a guy to be Meshabeach, to praise and to give thanks to his idol. Now there's a question, an obvious question is that if there's an Issa Lifnei Iver, that a person is not allowed to be Machshel somebody else, you're not allowed to enable somebody, you're not allowed to cause someone to do an Avera, so why did Rashi have to come out to a new Issa of Leishmael Picha? Why did Rashi say that even by Harvacha, the reason why you can't do it, is also Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver, you're causing him to do an Aveira. But it's Mashma, it's not because of Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is the other reason of the Gemara, but this reason is Mishum Avocha. So what's the pshat? Why is there no Is Lifnei Iver? So there's a Taz. And the Taz in Simin, Kuf, Mem, Ches, Sif, Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel, the Taz says the following thought, that the guy, what avera did the guy do? The guy praised his idol. He praised his getchka. He gave thanks to his getchka. Says the Taz, the guy has an opportunity whenever he wants to give praise and to thank his Geshka. The Yid didn't create the opportunity. Now, it is true that the guy would not have just out of the blue thanked his Geshka and given praise. It was a direct result of doing business with him, and that was the direct consequence of him feeling that he was successful in his business with the Yid, that he's going to give praise to this Geshka, to this idol. But still, says the Taz, did the Yid create the opportunity? By a Nazir, when the Nazir wants to drink wine, he doesn't have wine. The Yid comes and he passes him wine across the river, and he creates the opportunity for the other Yid, the Nazir, doing Aveira, Yoyevan Lifnei Iver. So as the Taz, in the case where the Aveira that the guy is doing is just praising his Geshka, I didn't create that option. It's not like I gave him his mouth. He couldn't praise him, and I gave him the Pesach to talk. I created that opportunity. He didn't have a voice, and I gave him a voice. What happened is that I created a circumstance that he would want to go and praise his Geshka. And of course, if you would have wanted to do it even without the opportunity that I presented him, you could have. And the Taz says that that's called Chad Ivri Dinara, which means that's called that he had an opportunity and just circumstances led that he did it when I did a business deal with him. It's almost like we're sitting on the same side of the table and he says, pass the wine. So you'll have to pass the wine to the Nazir if he's able to get it. So as the Taz, that's the same halacha over here. So it would come out like the Taz, a big heter in our case with the rental car, that if a fellow comes in and a fellow has his own car and he has yecheles to drive on Shabbos, a non-observant Jew, he has the yecheles, he has the ability to drive on Shabbos, but he doesn't want to drive his car on Shabbos because he doesn't want the wear and tear on his car. So what he does is he goes to a rental car company, he says, rent me a car. So even though this non-observant Jew would not use his own car for his weekend trip, he would not use it. But since he could use it, so he could be over on the Isser. That with the Isser of driving, which is Isser Havara and Kibra and a few maybe other Isserim, but that Isser that we're discussing, to take that car and to drive on that trip, he has the Yecholus, he has the ability to do it without the Yid. Even though he wouldn't do it, but he has the Yecholus, that's his decision. He has the ability. And therefore, it would appear to be the exact same case of the Taz. Even though I did create the circumstances that led for him to do an Avera, I rented him the car, and now he is going on his road trip for Shabbos, that would not be in the Lifnei Iver. L'chayr, that's what come out of Chedesh. Now, then the Gemara says it, that a different reason why you can't sell a behemoth to a guy is Lifnei Iver, which means if the Gemara explains that the guy doesn't have any behemoth. He doesn't have a behemoth. So if he doesn't have a behemoth, now you actually created the opportunity for him to take the behemoth and be makir to his Geshka, and you actually gave him the opportunity to do an aveira when he didn't have that opportunity before. So if a guy would come in and he didn't have a car at all, he doesn't have the yecheles to drive, and he needs to rent a car and he rents it from you, then maybe there would be a problem with Lifnei Iver, because you actually gave him the opportunity to be over on Chil Shabbos. You gave him the opportunity when he didn't have the opportunity at all. But in a case where he has a car, he has an opportunity, even if he wouldn't have used the car, the Taz would say that would not be Isla Lifnei Iver. The Chazanish in Simon Samach Beis in Ois Tezvov, he takes umbrage with his Taz. And he feels very strongly that it wouldn't be like that. If a person, that even though the Gemara says that the person does not have a behemoth, he's Isla Lifnei Iver if you sell him a behemoth, says the Chazanish, let's say he would have a behemoth, but he would be chasalov. He doesn't want to shech this behemoth for his avodah zarah. He likes this behemoth, or maybe the behemoth is valuable to him. He doesn't want to use this behemoth for hakrovus to be makrov for his avodah zarah. Says the Chazanish, avada, now you are creating the opportunity because you are being goyim him. You're causing him to do an avera, because practically speaking, you wouldn't have done an avera without you. Says the Chazanish, avada, you will be over on Lifnei Iver if you sell the behemoth to the person to be makriv, even if he has a behemoth, as long as he would not use the other behemoth to be makriv. And Lefi the Chazanish, in our case, it would be the same halacha. If a person has a car, a frayer has a car, and he doesn't want to take his car on a road trip because he doesn't want the wear and tear. And he won't go unless he rents a car. So now you are actually creating the opportunity. You're practically causing him to do an avera. The new problem is with me'iver. The Chazon Ish has to be metaret to the question of the Taz. The Lamais of the Taz brings a riot from the Gemara that Mishum Hervacha, it's mashma that the Isser, that when the guy makes money, the Isser is that he'll be over on Yishmael Picha. That's like Rashi says, it's not an Isser Lufni Iver. Because the other answer of the Gemara is Lufni Iver. It's Mavoid. The first answer of the Gemara, Mishum Hervacha, is not Lufni Iver. It's because it's a specific Isser that in the Torah that you can't cause Yishmael Picha, you can't cause a guy to say the name of his Avodah Zarah in praise. So the Chazon Ish has a different teretz. The Chazon Ish says that the reason why that's not lifnei iver is because there's no isra on a guy just to praise his avodah zarah. He has to do a maisa avodah zarah. He has to be makriv the avodah zarah. He has to do a maisa to serve the avodah zarah. But just saying praise to his avodah zarah is not an isra for the guy. And if it's not an isra for the guy, then there's no lifnei iver for the yid. The only reason why it's lifnei iver is because the guy to sin, which means it has to be forbidden for the guy to do it. But since in this case it's not, says the Chazon Ish, it's not forbidden for the guy to do it, so therefore there's no iser for the yid to do a business deal with a guy, even though from there he will come to praise his avodah zarah. So that would be a machlokes Chazon Ish and Taz, if a yid or in certain cases a guy has an opportunity to do an avera, but they would not use that opportunity for whatever reason. For whatever factor, they would not use that opportunity. And now the yid actually practically causes him to an avera by creating a different opportunity, by selling him a different, by renting him a different car, selling him a different behemah. The Taz would hold that that's mutter, and the Chazon Ish, ishtar choylik, and he brings rise over there, it's his mayrich, that as long as practically you cause someone to do an avera, you'd be ever with an evil sitei mechshol.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.